redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Današnji večer prinaša interaktivno-performativni posladek. V stari mestni elektrarni bodo pod okriljem bunkerja ob 20. uri omedlevali v konglomeratu DJ-anja, VJ-anja in PJ-anja. Vse te kratice so pod imenom Wax Factory združili trije umetniki: Gillian Chatsey, Shie Moria in Ivan Talijančič. Slednji, ki je poleg režije poskrbel še za glasbeno podlago performansa, nam je najprej razjasnil, od koga ideja za ime Loitra, A Spell for Fating.
So it kind of goes back to the first idea that we had about this piece, which was we were interested at looking at all the different characters in theater and in literature and films and history who where there is a story about them fainting, and it's then connected in a bigger way with another inspiration for this work, which is the Salpêtrière Hospital in Paris, where Dr. Charcot in the 19th century was studying women who were suffering from what he called hysteria.
V nadaljevanju je povedal, kako vsak posamezni performance deluje kot nova improvizirana celota.
So basically we have the way in which the piece works is we kind of have an arsenal, you could say, of movement, of choreography, of different texts, and a lot of different music and sound sources. So in each performance I perform a kind of a mix, where different pieces of music are connected with different characters in the piece. Gillian, who is the performer, basically plays five different characters, and they keep changing several times during the show. And she basically gets the sign to change from one character to the next based on my music changes. So each time there's like a different types of music that are associated with different characters, and so she hears it in the mix, which I perform live on the stage. So she doesn't know when the changes are going to happen and what is coming next, but I sort of plan this in my head ahead of time. So in a way, you could say that I'm directing the performance in real time.
Razložil je še potek samega sodelovanja med izvajalci ter glasbo, videom in nastopom performerke.
Gillian and I very much developed the piece together. I mean, I think it's very hard to say, you know, that she's just an actor and I'm just a director, because the way in which the piece works, like I explained, is, you know, it's different every night. So it's not like, you know, we are performing a score that has been set and rehearsed and it's the same every time. So it's really very much a collaboration. You know, when we developed the work, we sort of created different rules that we kind of have to respect during the show. And we found different pieces of music. We use about 50 different objects on the stage. And then the video, our video designer kind of came in later in the game. And so he was basically rehearsing with us in terms of negotiating these changes. So it's just kind of like a triangle. You know, we sometimes my changes in music indicate certain changes in character that Gillian has to do. And then sometimes she does certain things on the stage that I have to react to, you know, boom, like right away. And then the video works with each different character. So for each character, there are different kind of animations that we use on the stage. And maybe another interesting thing to talk about is that in our performance, we actually don't use theater lighting at all. it's entirely lit with the animations from the video projection.
Na vprašanje, kakšen je odziv publike in kako je ta povezana s samim performansom, pa odgovarja.
The audience in this performance is, we try to work in a way where the audience is very much included. And as a matter of fact, we encourage our audiences to keep their smartphones turned on during the show. We just ask them to, keep the ringer off. But we ask the audience members to take photographs and to tweet them during the performance. So that's kind of an element that's incorporated in the show. And so we performed this work. We made it about a year ago. And until now, we performed it on 3 different continents. So we were in Argentina and twice in New York and then in California and now in Belgrade and in Ljubljana. And I think because it's sort of a unique way of asking the audience to participate in the show, the reactions tend to be pretty enthusiastic. So we are hoping that our audience members in Ljubljana are going to enjoy that aspect of the show as well.
Same specifike današnjega koncepta predstave Taljančič ni hotel izdati, zato si spakirate pametne in glupe telefone, 5 evrov, ter uživajte. Kulturne novice je pripravila Andreja.